Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Elena Di Giovanni from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. Today we are here with the 27 Lux Prize ambassadors, each representing one European country under the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. And right now we're joined by Gonzalo Almeida, who is the Portuguese ambassador for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. Welcome to Fred, Gonzalo, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
So my first question is a very basic one. What's 27 Times Cinema project about? What is the project about, and why did you decide to apply for it?
For me, it's about giving the opportunity to young film goers and to the youth in general, the European youth, to connect with European cinema and to be a bridge to our communities, so as to involve the young people in discussions about Europe and arts.
And why did you decide to apply?
I decided to apply because I thought it was really interesting and it could be a really fun opportunity. And I really wanted to see what this is like.
Oh, great. We read from your profile that the film that made you fall in love with cinema is Monty Python and the Holy Grail, which is a British comedy. Is this one of the reasons why you decided to go and study in the UK? And can you also tell us something about your studies in the UK?
I didn't study in the UK.
Oh, no. You didn't study at the London Film School?
No, I didn't.
Never mind. Just tell us about your preferences in cinema and your studies in connection to cinema.
I study cinema and audiovisual at the Escola Superior Artística do Porto, in Porto, Portugal. I finished already. I like films that really have something to say and really have ideas that need to be reflected on, but that still can attract the audience and make them have a fun experience watching them.
Yeah. You have been working as a film director, and maybe that's one of your aims, even for the future.
Yes.
And you've had an experience with Sundance. Can you tell us more about
this? I didn't.
Never mind. Well, la rifaccio, okay?
Okay. We have different details.
We read all of this from your profiles.
Or from websites, you know. So maybe you have someone...
Or if you search Gonçalo Almeida, there's another director, Portuguese director, called Gonçalo Almeida.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so let's keep the questions general.
More general.
Okay.
You are working as a film director, or maybe you would like to pursue a career also in the future as a film director. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about what you've done so far and where you see yourself in like 10 years' time?
Mm-hmm. I've been doing some short films. I'm finishing up two right now that I intend to put on a festival circuit. And I also do music videos, but right now that's a little slow because bands don't have money for music videos, so...
What bands? Like Portuguese bands or international bands?
So far, Portuguese bands.
Do you see yourself in 10 years' time still in Portugal or maybe somewhere else?
I'd like to, but one needs to grow from their roots, so...
Yeah, and I think it's important also to highlight cinematic traditions in our countries, in respective countries. So, and how do you see the future of cinema? We heard from some of your colleagues in the project that there's a lot of talking about social media and the role of social media in cinema. How do you see that?
I think social media can be like a parallel world that... Although it affects, it does have an effect, that is still a parallel world, so there's nothing like...
Do you see films coming directly from social media as a new form of expression instead of being screened at festivals, for example?
I do see it, and I can see the advantage of having such a large audience, but I don't think that... It would actually be that good.
Yeah, well, there's a major issue there, which is quality, isn't it? I mean, Back to Venice Film Festival. Is this your first time in Venice? And what are the activities that you've enjoyed, particularly so far, in terms of workshops or discussions or Q&As? Is there anything that was particularly relevant or useful for you?
I think the best part about it is the jury meetings, discussing the films, and hearing opinions from people that come from all people from different countries, all people with different backgrounds, and to see each person's interpretation and how they responded to the films. It's really interesting because you get perspectives that you didn't could never imagine.
That's great. Thank you, Gonzalo, for sharing your experience as the Portuguese ambassador for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. And thank you all for being with us and finding out more about the 27 Times Cinema project. This is Elena Di Giovanni for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.